Joining us now is Reverend Walker Mwambazi, and it's a new show. It's called Prosperity Insight.
That's right. Reverend Walker Mwambazi is with us in the studio, and it's Prosperity Insights. Yes. Reverend, how are you doing?
Awesome, awesome, and a big fat shout to all the listeners out there. You know, we're going to be enjoying this. This is going to be a good ride. So just hang in there, because you're going to certainly have to tie yourself to whichever train you're on, because most people will be falling off as we go.
All right. Welcome to the Hot FM family.
Yes, indeed. It's always an honor and a privilege. And I'm really honored to be with both you Asians and K-Smash, people that have great insight. And this will be fun. I won't say much. Just keep tuned in, and just don't move that dial. Just keep it locked onto this station, and you won't regret.
All right, looking forward to a great time with Reverend. I've got high hopes, and I'm sure a lot of you, our listeners, will be enjoying the segments that we shall be having with Reverend. So, Reverend, today you have something outlined for us, and obviously, maybe before we get into that, if we can just have a brief overview of what Prosperity Insights is for the first time listener.
Okay, so Prosperity Insights, as the name suggests, is insights on how one can go about prospering in their life. So obviously, for most people, when they hear the word prosperity, the first thing that comes to mind is moolah.
Yeah.
But it's not just moolah or money, but it's also just general life and well-being and being all balanced out. But obviously, heavy emphasis on moolah, because, 95% of things can be sorted out with money. There's only 5% that cannot. You know what that 5% is?
No.
Love. You can never buy love with money. It doesn't matter how much money you have. You never buy love, and you never buy life. It doesn't matter how rich you are. If it's time to go, it's time to go.
All right.
All right. Will you be able to let us in on how we can make $1 million in a month or something?
This is what we're trying to do. But we're going to deal with a lot of mindsets as well, Asians, because a lot of people think there's an easy sort of like, magic bullet out there on how to become prosperous and successful in money and life. But it's not that simple. If it was, every Tom, Dick, Harry, Jim, and Jack would be rich. So that's not the case.
So money is important. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. Because, bro, I mean, we're all here because we're gonna get paid at the end of the day, don't we?
What about this mindset where when somebody has got money or they're wealthy, and some people are talking about them as maybe they're satanic or something? Those are some of the things we're going to be looking at, right?
Absolutely. Because that's one of the worst mind sabotages one can do to themselves. Because if you tell yourself that you've got to be involved in the occult to be rich, then what you're inevitably saying indirectly to yourself is that I don't deserve to be rich, and you shall never be, because you're incongruent. That's what we call it. That's when your mind and your soul don't match. So what you're doing is one thing, and what's inside you is another.
All right, Rev, let's get into the principles that we need to know as we get on with Prosperity Insights.
Absolutely. And to all listeners out there, let me just start off by saying, you know, we are hooked up on social media all over the place. You can find me, of course, on Facebook. Just go and just look for Revolta Mwambazi. So that's facebook.com/Revolta Mwambazi. And you should find my page. You can like it. Also, I have a website, Revolta.com. So that's just Revolta.com. You could also find the other website, which is principlesforfinancialprosperity.com. These two are the major sites, and you can hook up with me there. You could also follow me on Twitter. In fact, you know what? Just go to revolta.com and you find all my social media links, every one of them. Twitter, Facebook, profile, but don't try and friend me, because I'm like loaded up. I can't friend anybody anymore.
All right.
And the rest of it. So let's dig in.
Let's get into the principles.
Okay, guys, listen.
All right. Principle number one.
Yeah, here's what's going to be happening. Now, as I name out those principles, please, to all of you out there, we're doing an overview, because this is the beginning with K-Smash Nations here, and we're going to be running through these in super detail later. But for the sake of those listening in today, you're going to be learning some seriously heavy stuff. In principle number one, which is saving a tenth of your income. I mean, that's the whole idea. You've got to save a tenth of your income. And I want to tell you guys that you're going to be learning stuff like a little secret about giving the rich know that leads to great wealth. So we're going to be learning about a little secret about giving that the rich know that leads to great wealth. And then we're also going to be learning how life insurance and savings are actually making you poorer. I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious here. If you've got life insurance, or if you're keeping money for 20 years plus, you are had. You will be so sorry for doing such crazy stuff. And we're going to explain this, because that's why we got the show going. So it's going to be fun. And then also, why saving for rainy days may be the worst thing you're doing, bro.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. If you're saving for a rainy day, you're setting yourself up for serious disaster. We're going to learn exactly how that's possible. And then here's another one. The ugly truth about insurance and savings. Your banker, insurer, and broker will never tell you. Ever. Ever.
Oh my God.
And that's just principle number one. We got six to go.
Okay.
I know someone is going to do some business.
You know what? I'm scared of my job. I'm scared for my job, but it's all good. No, when I'm here, good. I'm case match.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But look, Asians and case match.
Yeah.
What we're doing here is we're basically just helping to get guys' interest out there picked up. Yeah. Because you never heard it like this before. I'm sure when you get guys coming here, they're like, you know, when you want to save money, the first thing you do, you must have a savings account.
Yes.
No way. We're going to be giving it to you raw as it comes. It's going to be hard. It's going to be painful. Yeah. It's going to challenge every notion and mindset you have about money. You have never heard a money show like this before. Take it from me. You've never heard a show like this one. Tell your friends, tell whoever it is out there to stop doing what they're doing and let them tune in to Radio After Six with Asians and K-Smash, because you're going to be hearing stuff that will just blow you out of the water.
Wow, this is crazy. Are you saying we should not save? I feel like closing all of my bank accounts now. What are you saying, Rev?
I am saying you need to get the 411. You get to wise up about savings. And we're going to be telling you, we're not saying don't save, because principle number one says save a tenth of your income. So of course it's saying save.
But what
we're saying is don't save for a rainy day, because that's just absolute crazy. If you save for a rainy day, it's going to mess you up. If you're saving because you want to have some retirement egg, you will be messed up. And we're going to explain why.
All right.
So you're going to be tuning in every Thursday, 18:30. Don't miss, because all this stuff will be out there. And then, by the way, for those of you that are going to be following on Revolta.com, we're going to have podcasts of all these shows so that you can be able to follow through. And then, of course, we're going to also hook up our friends out there who are not in Lusaka but via the stream content on Hot FM website.
All right. Nice one. Let's talk about principle number two.
Okay, control your expenses. Now, guys, the idea here is that we're going to see every leak. So here you're going to be learning things like how the rich are using and leveraging debt to create massive wealth.
But most people are scared of debt.
Absolutely, because they have been sung to, myself included, that debt is very bad. Now, the difference between the rich and the poor is the poor are enslaved by debt, whereas the rich leverage debt. That's the difference. So the poor are enslaved by it because they go buy all the wrong things. They get debt to do all the wrong stuff. And they mainly get debt for what? For clothes, for food, for car, and for
a wedding.
Wedding. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's wrong. What's wrong with that?
Totally wrong. We're going to be learning, guys. You got to tune in and stay tuned in, because we're going to be explaining all this stuff. We're going to help you open up your mind. And then one of the most controversial aspects of this principle number two is called the Messiah Complex.
What is this?
Oh, my God, man. First, let me just say what the Messiah Complex is.
Yes, let me even put down the volume. This is getting interesting.
I like that.
It is.
Listen, guys, before we get into all this, I gotta explain this Messiah Complex. The Messiah Complex is actually, first of all, before we get into the Messiah Complex, let me just tell you what it is. The Messiah Complex is a major factor in perpetuating poverty, especially in Africa and the third world. It is perpetuating poverty in Africa and the third world. Now, let me just let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
Listen, the Messiah Complex is when one person decides, or through circumstances of success, feels that they have to take in their entire relative hoard. So they actually go get the entire clan, or as many people as possible, and then they keep them and live with them and help them, quote unquote, in their lives.
What's wrong with that? Which is good. That's extended family.
Very good. It's very good. It's except it's the Messiah Complex. And what it does is it perpetuates poverty even further. When you tune into the show, as we get to number two, we're going to learn something I call the Nigerian strategy. We're going to learn what the West Africans do to overcome the Messiah Complex, which Zambians don't.
Wow.
So Zambians would keep perpetuating poverty through this Messiah Complex, whereas the Nigerians learn a strategy and the West Africans use it, along with the Indians, which is so powerful. The Greeks and the Italians use it as well. So all these guys have learned, they have big extended families, but they've learned the strategy for overcoming the Messiah Complex. So you got to tune in, you got to make sure you mark your dial, you got to set your diary, you got to say, I cannot miss, I need to know what this West African strategy is for overcoming the Maasai complex, because here we have what I call the Kateka mentality, where you have this one big chief, successful guy in the family or woman in the family, and she's got 27 hordes of relatives all in her house. That doesn't help you in success. So we're going to be learning. I know this is controversial. This just gets everybody irked the wrong way.
Yeah.
And you know what? What's so funny? I mean, even in my own home, I'm with my wife in the studio.
Yeah.
And it's a fact. We've got a few people with us, isn't it, babes? She's not going to answer. She's not going to answer, but believe me, she's in the studio. And we do have a few people with us. But it doesn't take away the fact that the Maasai complex is actually one of the greatest factors in perpetuating poverty.
Isn't that killing the extended family culture of the African theater?
Not if we follow the West African strategy, which you will be learning about on the show right here. So don't go away.
All right, let's do this. We're taking a break on the other side. We'll come back with the Rev.
Hi, this is Reverend Walter Mwambazi right here on Hot 87.7.
Here on Hot 87.7.
Every Thursday, 18:30, Prosperity Insights. Among other things you'll be learning are things like what investments and businesses to avoid like the plague. So don't forget to join me, Reverend Walter Mwambazi, right here on 87.7 FM every Thursday at 18:30 on Radio After 6.
Radio After 6. Music and talk radio on another level. From 1800 to 2100 hours on Hot 87.7 FM.
Hot FM.
You're listening to Prosperity Insights on Radio After 6. And in the studios, we do have Reverend Walter Mwambazi, who will be joining us every Thursday at this time, sharing with us some very interesting principles that might be useful when it comes to financial issues in your life. All right, so Rev, let's continue. It mm-hmm. gets interesting. The Messiah, the Messiah complex is really interesting, and
I'm
obviously
looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to how that perpetuates poverty and how obviously we can go around it and still have that extended family.
Yeah, because it's an African thing. All of us as Africans, especially, you know, Black Africans, have really got this whole, in fact, you know what, it's not just the Black African, even the white Africans, they all have this extended family thing. It's just part of our culture. But the thing is, the West Africans have learned a strategy of how to be, you know, a helper in the family, but without getting bogged down with the Messiah complex. Remember, the whole term comes from the fact that there's one savior of the world. His name is Jesus Christ, and he is the savior of the world. K-Smash, Asians, myself, we're not saviors, man. We're just people trying to make it. Yeah. And if we try to be saviors, we die. Why? Because we just haven't got the capacity to deal with that kind of pressure. So the idea is, how then do we overcome this pressure and still help the relatives that have lost their brothers and uncles and aunties and mothers, you know, to HIV and whatever? How can we still extend and help those people? So that's what we're going to be learning about.
All right. Principle number four, Asians.
No, number three, actually.
Number three.
Yeah, we're moving on to principle
your savings.
Three.
Yes. See, I'm getting carried away. This is hot.
That's what I want to know. How to multiply my savings.
Okay, now, so the idea, ladies and gentlemen listening by radio, is that we want to multiply the savings. And to multiply our savings, the principle is we're going to take the money we saved. If you remember principle number one, save a tenth of your income.
Yeah.
We're going to take that money and make it multiply. And you're going to be learning, number one, the big secret about money and currency that very few know about. Now, this alone is the core reason behind the super rich and why they continue to get richer and the poor continue to get poorer. There's a very startling truth about currency. Most jacks that are walking the street have no clue whatsoever. They got their eyes, curtains pulled over their eyes. They're in the matrix. They need to be jacked out of the matrix so that they can get to know what the truth is. And the truth of the matter is, one of my favorite quotations from the movie Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
You want to know the truth? You can't handle the truth. So we'll have a few brothers and sisters that will be seriously messed up by the truth. Yeah. But the truth is the truth nonetheless. Not nice, but it's true. So we're going to be learning this truth about money and currency. And then also, we will learn why the cash you hold today has never and will never be real. And how to change that to your advantage. So money, ladies and gentlemen listening out by radio, money ain't real. It's never been real. Here, listen to me well. It's an idea. It was an idea pulled up by the powers that be when commerce began. And as commerce grew, the idea of simplifying the process of exchange of goods from one group to another was made possible through something called legal tender. And that legal tender started off as something called a certificate.
Mm.
And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to learn how that conspiracy, for lack of a better word, has perpetrated and continued right up to date. So today we have this thing that they call money, this thing that they call cash. But ladies and gentlemen, cash is only as real as perception makes it to be. So you will be learning some shocking truths about money that you never believed. And furthermore, we're going to teach you the three things that are this very minute killing your savings. If you are a saver, like we are, then you want to avoid these three things. Because if you're going to keep on doing these three things, your money is going to keep on being eaten before your very eyes.
Prosperity Insights, ladies and gentlemen, on Radio After 6 every Thursdays at 18:30 to 19. We are having Reverend Walter Mwambazi. Number four.
Principle number four, invest wisely. Now, the idea here, ladies and gentlemen, is that you want to make sure you get enough wisdom. You know, the whole idea behind wisdom is insight. It's about stuff that is going to help you save a bucket load in future.
Yeah.
And here's some truths you learn. Number one, what investments and businesses to avoid like the plague? Unless you are prepared to lose all your money. So we're going to be teaching you at principle number four, what investments and businesses to avoid. You see, a lot of people, when they're coming out of retirement, when they're going into retirement, they have a lot of money. And
a lot of ideas.
Yes.
Business ideas.
Flying all over the place. And you know, so they're like, okay, no, I think I need to invest.
Yeah.
So we're going to be showing you the four things to avoid like the plague. Because if you're going to invest in these four things, my friends, ladies and gentlemen, you will be losing money. The only one who will be making money is your banker.
All right. Talking of investments, you know, there was somebody that was telling a story of how this person had gotten their retirement package and wanted to buy land. And they were going to this person's office to say, look, I will finish up my money. Please help me out with getting this land. My retirement package was given to me, and I really, really
need... They never planned for their retirement.
Exactly, which is totally wrong. And that's why people who are listening to this show, if you're a smart man, if you're a smart woman, if you're a smart young man or woman, and you are one of those that plans to become a millionaire one day, you ought to go to revwalter.com and you need to subscribe to what we call Principles for Financial Prosperity. Make sure you stay on board, because we have a webinar coming up this Saturday. For those of you who have no idea what a webinar is, that's actually an online seminar. It's free. There's no charge. Just, you know, hook up and get on board and get your first insight, because there's going to be deep stuff shared further, although you'll be catching a lot of these insights on the show right here. And going on to also mention that we'll be learning the average investor's sources of money and why you should avoid them at all costs.
What are you talking about?
The average investor's sources of money and why you should avoid them at all costs. What I'm saying is, of course, nobody can fly before they walk, and nobody can walk before they... nobody can run before they walk, and nobody can run... Anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But the point is, even when you start these things, make sure that if you want to become the next George Soros of this world, you want to be making sure that these things are avoided. You want to quickly graduate from these things to something a lot more powerful. Now, that's something that we are trying to do as well, my wife and I. And we're working very, very hard. It's not easy, but it's possible. It's doable. And I think the time has come to just begin to share this information out there in the public, because it is my obligation to do so.
All right.
We're also going to be learning five truths your broker or investment banker does not want you to know. So, you see, there's even more. Oh, man. What I'm just saying in short is that, look, guys, you're all hooked in the matrix. That's basically what it is. And we got to unplug. We got to come out of this matrix. That's why 95% of the world is like an average level, and they'll never move. And that's why the poor will continue being poor and the rich will continue being rich. And what happens basically when people move from poor to rich is because they've been unplugged. Okay, I know I'm a movie guy, so I'll always be using movie metaphors. And Matrix is one of my absolute favorite movies. And the idea is very simple. The matrix is a prison pulled over your eyes to keep you from the truth. And so even in this case, for the majority of the poor out there, they have this system where they've been ingrained with a certain mindset from the day they were born. Money is bad. Money does not grow on trees. You know, money is evil. You know, it's all sorts of stuff. And it tends to become this truth that they hold on to, and it messes them up. And everybody who goes on to become super rich just learns very quickly that they need to undo all these lies that they've been told by society and education in general.
All right, then yep. Principle number 5, accumulate assets.
That's the idea. You see, the difference in the rich and the poor is that the rich accumulate assets, the poor accumulate debt, and the middle class accumulate liabilities that they think are assets. That's the difference. So they are cheated into believing that these are assets. So when they're doing those, what are those things called? There's this thing you do that they call an assets versus liabilities balance thing. You know, okay, your finance guy. What's that thing called?
Net
something assessment. Something assessment where you're trying to do an assessment to see whether you're liquid or whether you're over indebted or whatever. So when they do that stuff, they always put the car in the assets column. Put the house they live in an assets column. They put all the junk that they own, like clothes and tables and chairs, in that assets column, and then they value them at the cost of buying them. That's a joke, man. Listen to me. That doesn't work in the real world. It doesn't. Because if you're going to have an emergency situation, Kalumba, and you have to get money now, that's the real value of your stuff. So ask yourself, that big flat screen TV you bought for 7,000 kwacha, if you were in a fix and you needed cash today, how much would it go for? That's its real value. Forget about that stuff. You're going to please yourself by putting some value there for the insurer. That's for the insurer guy, because he's going to charge a higher premium for the bigger price thing. But the reality is that when cracks comes to crunch, when the tire gets to the tarmac, you're not going to make a 7,000 crash out of your TV. Forget it, man. You'll be lucky if you get a 3,000. You know what I'm saying? That's the real thing. So what I'm saying here is that the rich have learned that's not how you those are not things you count as assets. They're basically liabilities.
I'm glad you talked about the middle class. Of course, Zambia has got a growing middle class at the moment.
Yes, thank
and
you for that.
A lot of them right now are driving Porsche cars.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They're living in nice flats.
Absolutely.
Rented.
Yes.
And they're borrowing to get a very big car, even before they probably get a house.
Yep.
And they're living in nice flats. So is this what you're talking about, that they, instead of accumulating assets,
they accumulate liabilities. They think
they're the same people that are getting married on loans.
Absolutely. And some of them is crazy. I mean, they're like, what, 75,000 kwacha loan on a wedding? That's insane. Okay, but we're gonna really go into this. We're gonna dig into this, and guys, you're just gonna be blown away, because we're gonna talk about the difference in the rich and the poor. And that's why sometimes it's ironic, but sometimes the uneducated tend to be the ones that figure this stuff out. The uneducated are the ones who get to unplug the earliest from the matrix. Now let me qualify that, because it sounds wrong. When I say uneducated, I mean people that don't go on to have MBAs and BAs and PhDs and all this stuff. And in no way am I belittling PhDs and MBAs, because those are very important.
Absolutely.
But as long as you do not become a cog in the system, because as long as you're a cog in the system, then you're not out of the matrix. You're still in the matrix. You're still being fed with with that stuff that comes out of bulls. And that's what it is. There's no truth to that. And the truth of the matter is that one day you're going to be 65 and you're going to be at Findico House branch of Zanaco trying to get a pension for peanuts. And you're going to be wondering what happened. You're going to be living on a pension that's less than 10% of your income that you used to live on. That's insane. It can work. And, you know, in fact, just on that one, let's just go into principle number 6, because this is the one that's just going to blow this one out the water again.
Yes.
Principle number 6, ensure a future income. Listen to this, guys. This is hard, and all respect. Like the Rasta guy says, respect, man.
Yes.
So all respect to all the pensions guys and the government things, because at the end of the day, we got to follow the law, and the law states that these things must be followed, and you cannot avoid them, because if you avoid them, you'll be locked up. But here's the truth. Depending on a pension or insurance for your retirement is financial suicide. Yes.
All right.
Financial suicide. Okay? We should even play that song. I don't know what the song is called, but you make me suicide. That's what it is when you depend on these pensions and insurance.
So then why do we subscribe to pensions?
Because it's a law.
Okay.
It's a law.
See,
and you know who?
A bad law?
No, it's a law that's put by the powers that be. I like to call them the powers that be. There is people that really run this country. It's not your government. There's people that are more powerful than them that run what goes on financial circles.
In the world.
In the world. And these are the guys that say there must be something called a pension. And they get to siphon money off poor people in order to go invest it and get richer, and then come give them peanuts when they retire. That's what the truth is. It's painful, but it's true. And so what people need to do, because it's a law, you can't go against it.
Of course.
So you contribute to that so-called pension, but don't rely on it. Because right now, the greatest so-called richest country in the world, which for me is a joke, the United States of America, is owing its pensioners so much money that it's a joke now. It's a white elephant. They don't even know what to do with it. I mean, how does a country get indebted to the tune of $20 trillion? The figure is so high, you can't even begin to imagine it. It's impossible to imagine. $20 trillion.
All right, still on principle number six, another one that we're going to look at, and number seven, so that we can quickly wind out and get into the news.
Absolutely. The one asset that you should be spending your lifetime accumulating without question. We're going to be learning what that asset is. And another three extra secrets of the rich that ensure their wealth retention that most people have no clue about. So the rich are very smart. They have learned how to retain their wealth, and then the poor get stuck with the crumbs. I guess we're hitting the news now, aren't we?
Principle number seven, before we get into the news.
Create multiple streams of income.
Like Asians.
You know. You gotta do that, bro. Because the truth of the matter is that you cannot keep all your eggs in one basket. Listen, we're going to be learning about the law of attraction. A lot of you have heard about that. And the one major factor that determines how much wealth comes your way and settles with you. Also, the power of thoughts. This determines whether you attract or repel money. That's why you do not go around saying money is evil. And then how perception governs your reward in life and how it plays a huge role in your long-term wealth status. We'll also be looking at the law of reciprocity. And here we're going to learn the three things you are sowing right now and how knowing makes a massive difference and what, in essence, is the right ground to sow into. I'm not going to be teaching about church. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The law of averages. We're going to learn about the 80-20 law of returns and the best justification for never giving up. Okay. We're going to be learning the law of momentum and how it affects your initial input. And we're going to learn how to leverage the 80-20 rule of returns and the law of momentum for maximum returns. And we'll be learning the sophisticated investors' sources of income. You know, the big business is how the rich leverage OPE, which is other people's effort, OPT, other people's time, and OPM, other people's money, for wealth creation, productive assets, the best way to create passive income, and how to leverage derivatives to literally create money out of thin air.
This is like one... This is going to be one ride. One interesting ride.
Rev, we're looking forward to this. So next week, Thursday, we kick off with principle number one.
Yes.
Just to recap for somebody who's just joined us right now, before we get into the news.
Okay.
Principle number one.
Principle number one is save a tenth of your income. And then principle number two is control your expenses. Principle number three is multiply your savings. Number four is invest wisely. Number five is accumulate assets. Number six is ensure future income. And number seven is create multiple streams of income. We'll be allowing phone calls, Facebook, the whole works. We want you to ask questions. We want you to get provoked. If you really are touched right now, go to revwalter.com and look for the blog and then just type under the blog.
All right, Revu, thank you so much. We're looking forward to seeing you next week on the 10th segment. It is Prosperity Insights.
That is right. So it's 18:30 to 19 hours. You can be joining Reverend Water. I think it's going to be one interesting ride, and looking forward to our first edition of The Principles.
Hi, this is Reverend Walter Mwambazi right here on Hot 87.7. Every Thursday, 18:30, Prosperity Insights. Among other things you'll be learning are things like what investments and businesses to avoid like the plague. So don't forget to join me, Reverend Walter Mwambazi, right here on 87.7 FM every Thursday at 18:30 on Radio After 6. Radio After 6. Radio After 6. Radio After 6.